Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 920. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to NBC News, the United States has become the first country to top 100,000 reported coronavirus deaths. And of course, many believe it is over 250,000 right now. So many see this as a false report and inaccurate. The first recorded fatality from coronavirus in the U.S. was that of a man in his 50s in Washington State on February 29th. Since then, more people have died of the virus in the U.S. than those in the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Vietnam combined. The U.S. leads the world in both deaths and confirmed cases. Confirmed cases are as follows: 1.69 million infections. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, Russian pilots intercepted a U.S. Navy aircraft in an unsafe and unprofessional manner on Tuesday for the third time within 2 months. Two Russian Sukhoi Su-35 fighter planes intercepted a U.S. Navy P-8A maritime patrol and reconnaissance aircraft of the 6th Fleet for a period of a little over an hour. The two Russian aircraft simultaneously took close station on each wing of the American plane, restricting its ability to safely maneuver. The U.S. Naval Forces 6th Fleet called the interaction irresponsible and warned that such actions increase the risk of mid-air collisions. Third, today, under the sign category of the mark of the beast, according to the Wall Street Journal, a Chinese city has unveiled proposals to permanently track a person's health through an app that gives them a score based on factors such as how much alcohol they drank and the amount of sleep they got. The tracking system would work via a digital barcode on a person's phone. These so-called QR codes became popular during the height of China's coronavirus outbreak. They are still being used to a lesser extent than before to determine whether a person can enter a building or take public transport. Some of the barcode apps work on a traffic light system where red would mean a person was a health risk and green meant they were able to enter a building. For example, some of these barcodes were based on a person's travel history. If a person went to a high risk area of China, that coat may change color. Others were based on people self-declaring their health status, whether they had any symptoms, and where they traveled. Fourth, today under the sign category of Arab hostility toward Israel, according to Unet News, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani approved the order banning the use of any Israeli products in the country. The move comes after the Iranian parliament voted in favor of a legislation prohibiting the use of Israeli-made goods last week. The ban includes technology such as computer hardware and software, and was passed unanimously by Iranian lawmakers last week. The legislation's aim is to apparently confront The ban includes technologies such as computer hardware and software, and was passed unanimously by Iranian lawmakers last week. The legislation's aim is to unanimously by Iranian lawmakers last week. Pardon me. The legislation's aim is to apparently confront the hostile acts of the Zionist regime against peace and security, according to the new law. Any cooperation with Israel, including use of its products, will be considered an act against God. Fifth, today under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to South China Morning Post, according to a new study by Chinese scientists, the novel coronavirus uses the same strategy to evade attack from the human immune system as HIV. Both viruses remove molecules on the surface of an infected cell that are used by the immune system to identify invaders. Ladies and gentlemen, fifth today under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to South China Morning Post, according to a new study by Chinese scientists, the novel coronavirus uses the same strategy to evade attack from the human immune system as HIV. Both viruses remove marker molecules on the surface of an infected cell that are used by the immune system to identify invaders. The researchers said in a non-peer-reviewed paper posted on preprint website biorxiv.org. They warned that this commonality could mean SARS-CoV-2, the clinical name for the virus, could be around for some time, similar to HIV, AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34 verses 1 through 3 reads, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Yea, eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock." Allow me to share with you some thoughts on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and by Dr. Ed Heinzen. The prophecy of Israel's shepherds coming at the commencement of the restoration prophecies reproves Israel's kings, shepherds, who had, as God warned through the prophet Samuel, been false to Israel's needs while feeding their own. The purpose of this chapter is to provide God's indictment of Israel's false shepherds, rulers, before promising to become their true shepherd and regather them, my flock, the remnant, under the rule of King Messiah. As such, it corrects the abuses of leadership that had led Israel into exile and clarifies the attitude of divine leadership that will keep the nation, or rather that will lead the nation to restoration and sustain it through the millennial kingdom. Since real restoration can come only when theocratic rule is restored, and such rule will accompany the advent of the Messianic King, this chapter establishes that the whole of the restoration prophecy in this last division of the book is intended for the eschatological period. Therefore, Ezekiel 34 forms a foundation upon which the rest of the prophecy is built, revealing that unless the unrighteous rule of man is removed, the righteous rule of Messiah will not arrive. This order again confirms the divine pattern of the overthrow of Antichrist's kingdom before the establishment of the everlasting kingdom of the Messiah. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our second coming quote for today is from Dr. Matthew Henry. He said, Christ will come when he pleases to show his sovereignty, and will not let us know when, to teach us our duty and humility. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for our time together around the second coming of Christ. Help us to get ready. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.